Mishnah says, Tamei Nishchat B'Shemayna U'Machza V'Kara B'Tisha U'Machza. The Mishnah says that the Karbu Tamid was shechted B'Shemayna U'Machza V'Kara B'Tisha U'Machza, and it was brought 9.5 hours after the day started. Shais Zmanias B'Tisha U'Machza. So L'Maisa, the Gemara in Bracha says Kidua, the Chazal were misaken the tefillos keneged the karbonos. So shachris is keneged the tumet shel shachar, and mincha is keneged the tumet shel bein arboyim. So therefore, we have something which is called mincha gedola, and we have something which is called mincha ketana. Mincha ketana is teisha umachzah. That's what mincha ketan is. Mincha gedola, we're going to talk about in a second, is not when the korban was actually brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but when you could bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the way the Mechaber paskins, l'chatchila person should daven mincha ketana, which is when the korban was actually brought. However, b'di'aved, you could daven mincha gedola. There are some Rishonim that hold l'chatchila should daven mincha gedola. Mincha gedola would be, we'll see in a second, mincha gedola is when you could bring the korban tamid, not when you did bring the korban tamid. L'maisa, the place can say that even though we find that the Rishonim a lashon of l'chatchila and a b'di'aved, this is not l'chatchila and b'di'aved b'shar mekaymas. When we say l'chatchila b'di'aved, we mean you really should do it like this. And if you did it the other way, you're yaitza, but you didn't do it the best way. So the place can say when we say l'chatchila b'di'aved b'negeya mincha gedola mincha ketana, that's not what we mean. We mean to say you should try and do it by mincha ketana, which is when 9.5 hours. But if for any reason you want to do it earlier, you have a reason to do it earlier, you're allowed to do it earlier. So, Tamid Shnishchat is B'Shmeinu Machza. L'maisa, they shechted it B'Shmeinu Machza, and they brought the karma of a Tishu Machza, and the Gemara says what the Cheshbin is. Why they waited so long? Why they didn't do it right away? As Rashi says, that you would have expected, because there's reason Magdin and Lamitzis, that we would bring the carbon Talmud as soon as possible, because there's always a din of reason Magdin and Lamitzis. So the Gemara explains that even though there's a concept of reason Magdin and Lamitzis, but we Lamaisa, we have to have time for everyone to bring their Nidarim and their Nidavis. So even though we would have liked to bring the carbon and mitzad the mitzvah of Bein Arboyim, we would have wanted to bring it right away as soon as we could, we put it off because of the considerations of everyone bringing their Nidarim and their Nidavis. Hence the whole sugi on Daf Min Ches, what do we do if it's Erev Shabbos? What do we do if Erev Pesach is Chalam? And Erev Shabbos, we do Erev Pesach. But those are the two issues. So there's a halacha when you could bring the karban. When is the zman that you could bring the karban mincha? And then there's a consideration of when l'maisa they did. So mincha gedola, since we were misaking tfilas mincha kineged the tamid shel bein arboyim, mincha gedola is when you could bring the karban shel bein arboyim, and mincha ketana is when l'maisa they did bring it. So l'maisa we see in our Mishnah that they brought it to b'teisha u'machzah. So that's when mincha ketan is. But when's the mincha gedola? When mincha gedola is not mavur. What do I need to say? So let's take a look at Rashi. Rabbi Kivegar asked a kasha on Rashi from a few places in Shas. When is Beinu Arboyim? So Rashi, that Slach asks it from a stira here in Rashi in the Sugi himself. Rabbi Kivegar asks it from a stira from different places in Shas, where we see that there's a now the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis tells us that Avraham Avinu used to daven mamish at the right time, so he would daven mamish at the sixth hour, the beginning of the seventh hour, which is mamish by noon, with Shai's man. So, So the question is, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do things like this in the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, the Dilma closely to Beis Hamikdash b'sheishu machzim shachri mishum delay michav nituva. We say, and Rashi speaks about it over here in Arbei Pesachim as well, that when the sun is directly above the walls, so the walls themselves begin to get dark when it's directly above, because the corner of the top of the wall sort of shades, makes shade. But in the Beis Hamikdash, it could be that the walls weren't so straight, and they were wider on the bottom and skinnier on the top. So when the sun is directly above, you don't see any shade at all. So you don't know for sure. You don't know for sure that it's afternoon when it's straight up. You don't know until it starts to go down into the west, and you see a little bit of black on the eastern side of the wall. So you had to wait a half hour. So the Gemara says that could be one thing. Inami shayni Avram deitzdanigdus gedoyla haisa beliba. Abraham Avinu was able to be Mechaven es Hashem. He was a very talented person, Baruch HaKadosh, he knew exactly when it was. So Mamela, he was able to daven right away. So it's a mashup from the Gemara, here in Yuma, that really the Zman HaMincha should be at the beginning of the seventh hour. Dahainu, that as soon as noon comes, and it's 1 second after noon, it's already considered Bein Ho'arboyim. So therefore, essentially, you should be able to daven mincha immediately at 12. Let's call it 12. You shouldn't have to wait till 12:30. You shouldn't have to wait. So it's a masha that in the Beis Hamikdash they had to wait till 12:30. Why did they wait? Why does it say Tamei Nishchat B'Shmoyin? Why does it say the Be'er of Pesach? There was Nishchat B'Sheishu Machzor. If we're trying to make more time, do it mamish betchilas sheva, which would be sheish. You don't have to be sheishu machzor. Right? What betchilas the beginning of the seventh hour? So why does it say that we know? Why does it say in the Mishnah in Pesachim? Why does it say that we never push it up more than 6:30? You should push it up till right afternoon, because it's mashu from the Gemara in Yuma. That the only problem was, so that essentially you could. So the Gemara answers two terutzim. Either in the Beis Hamikdash, they couldn't do it b'metzias. They couldn't do it b'metzias because they had to wait because the walls were not straight. Or only Avraham Avinu was able to do it, even with the walls, without walls, maybe Avraham Avinu was able to do it. But it's certainly mashu from the Gemara in Yuma that essentially this man should be immediately afternoon, the minute afternoon. Now we wait for technical reasons. Now, the problem is that Rashi says not like that. Rashi says divrei hamaskil. The Gemara says that on erev Pesach, that on erev Pesach, we're mukmi le'adine. So Rashi says mechiyontu atzlalim dahainu misheishu machzor. Rashi says that the ikur din is the sheish umachzor. And Rashi says it in Rashi B'zichim also. I'm trying to find it. There's a few places Rashi says it. Yeah, right. Elo Amar Rabba, Rashi says, Kula Tekanta Drabonini, Dimidoraisa Kol Shei Shoi Sachroinus Kesheirais. Rashi says over here that really it should start from Shei Shais. But then later Rashi says that you, right, Dimichyantu Dainu Machati Sheva Bela. Here Rashi says it has to be Machati Sheva. Later Rashi says that it starts mamish at noon. Now Rashi Chumash says Mefurish that it starts at noon. Rashi Chumash says clearly. We take a look at Rashi when he says Bein Arboyim, how Rashi teaches Bein Arboyim. So Rashi in Chumash when he teaches Bein Arboyim b'negei the Korban Pesach, it's the same thing as the Tumen Shel Bein Arboyim. Bein Arboyim is Bein Arboyim. So when is Bein Arboyim midiraisa? So it's a very important Rashi Chumash. Rashi says Bein Arboyim. What's Bein Arboyim? Misheish Shais Ulamaylo Kori Bein Arboyim. After six hours, it's already called Bein Arboyim. Shashemesh Noita Lebeis Mavoyo La'aroy. as soon as the sun tips to go towards the west, it's already considered Beinu Arbayim. So what does Beinu Arbayim mean? Belashon Beinu Arbayim Nira Beinai. Rashi says a pshat in the Pashat Taich of Beinu Arbayim. Aysan Shais, those hours Bein Arevas Hayoyim La Arevas Halayla. When the sun goes beyond the horizon, it gets dark. When the sun rises, it's getting more and more light outside until noon, which is the most light. And as soon as it turns afternoon, as soon as it turns from directly above, it's starting to get dark. So it's also starting. So that's also called Erev. When the sun sinks below the horizon, when the sun sinks from immediately on top. So Bein Hu Arbayim means between the two things. So that's 6. That's 12 and 12 o'clock noon and 6. Rashi says. Arevas Hayoyim B'tchilas Sheva Shois Michiyontu Tzlala Yarev V'arevas Halayla B'tchilas Halayla. So Rashi says the Beinu Arbayim by the Korban Pesach means it starts at the 7th hour. So according to Rashi, Rashi says Mufurish over here that it starts at the 7th hour. So what are we doing with the Rashi's over here in our sugya? That the Rashi's over in their sugya say not like that. Let's take a look at Rashi, the first Rashi again. Ela Marava. Right. The Tzlach asks it for a steer. Yeah, well, the Tzlach points it out. The Tzlach points it out. The Rashi says to himself. Okay. Rashi says to himself, Elam Rav Kula Takata Drabani Dim Doraisa Kol Shei Shei Sachoinis Ksheiris. Dahainu, which means, Michiantu Slalayer, Dahainu Machati Sheva Vela, Shachama Noitlamarav, Batsela Mizra, Kishonam Oimir Kinegara Chama Tel Noitlamizra, okay, Chati Sheish, Chati Sheva Yomir, okay. So Rashi says to himself, Menei Obey. So the Pashtus,
why is he saying
that? Because first he starts out by saying that Kol Shei Shei Sachoinis Ksheiris. And then he says that's in Michatzi Shava, the next two words. Right, the Tzlach asks the Kasha. The Tzlach asks the Rashi. Kveger asks in different places. And the Tzlach says Rashi himself is strange. So L'chayra, you have to learn Pshat and Rashi like this. That Midyaraisa, this man, is really at Tchila Sheish. Really, this man is by Tchila Sheish. But Midrabanan, they said that you should only do it Mishesh Vachetzi. Why? Because you could make mistakes because you can't know. So now the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, so what happens if a person davens Mincha between 12 and 12:30? Is he Yaitzah or is he not Yaitzah? What's the story? Does he have to daven over again or doesn't he have to daven over again? So Lameisa. Maisa the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel says the Magen Avraham says like this. The Mechaber says Mishi hispalel tfilas hamincha me'achar sheish shois u'machtza u'lamaylo yotza. The Mechaber says someone who davids mincha after 12:30, which is 6.5 hours, you're yotza. Why does the Mechaber say only yotza? Again, like I told you before, because the Mechaber's sheet is alechatchila, you should daven by mincha ktana. Really, you should daven by 9.5 hours, which is mincha ktana. So he's telling you that b'diavad, if you daven by mincha gedayla, you're yaitza. But how does the mechaber frame mincha gedayla? 6.5 hours. The kaidus of the Magen Avraham says mashma de kaidum lachein lo yaitza. It's mashma that before that you're not yaitza. So it's a mamashapli, how could you not be yaitza? If you're going to say that really this mana kravas atom, it really is from 12 o'clock, from chatzai, so why are you not yaitza? So the Magen Avraham says, even though the proper time is for bar mitzvah should be repeatedly after chatzais. Kisa biyum adap chav ches mikol makom kivan de'ain anu b'kiyam lo yatsa. So paralitik amar gan Avram. What the Ramagan Abram says, since we don't know how to be mechaven es hashah, and that's why we wish to bring it at 12:30, so mameli you're not yaitza. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? In other words, the Ramagan Abram is maida, the Ramagan Abram is neming on that avada, like Rashi says in Chumash, that beinu arbayim really starts at chatzais. So why does it say in the Mishnah over here that you have to wait till a half hour? It's only because they couldn't be mechaven es hashah, like the Gemara in Yuma says. You know, Avram Avinu knew exactly when this man was, or the walls in the Beis Hamikdash weren't so good, so you couldn't tell, so they had a technical problem. So for technical problems, they waited until 12:30 to make sure that it's 12. But Biyikr, this man really is 12 o'clock, so why should you be not Biyitza? L'may Sam Davni by this man Akrav Sam Incha. So the Prichadish over here is Chaylik on the Magen Avraham. The Prichadish is Chaylik, and he says that it's not so. Now he brings a lot of rayas, and he says the Zman HaMincha really is at 12 o'clock, and if a person davens at 12 o'clock, avadis yoitza. It's interesting, one of his rayas, I think he has about 25 rayas. About 25 rayas to be chaylik with the Magen Avraham. At the end, he says, maybe the Magen Avraham's right. Maybe he could be deich all of his rayas. And he says one little svar at the end of the Prichadish. But I thought the Olam would find it interesting what one of his rayas were. One of his rayas was for the first daf that we learned of Makom Shenoagu. What's the raya? This is one of the Prichadish's rayas. The Mishnah says that there's a minig sometimes not to do work before chatzos, before zman mincha, right? But after the morning in the afternoon, we all know for sure that there's an issur. So the Gemara in Amud Beis asks the kasha, as you all remember, Mai ir yarve psachim, afilu arve shabbosis varve yom tovim nami. D'tanya, ha'aisa malacha be'arve shabbosis v'yomim tovim in amin cholamala eina rayis simin bracha. So the Gemara says, if you remember, the Gemara says that's a difference Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it's eina rayis simin bracha. But Erev Pesach, it's mamish and isur. It's mamish and isur. But if you get to the Gemara, it's machalik to get malchus mardus. Right, so the Yisr Vashtait that's implicit in the Mishnah of Makom Shenoagu is an Yisr Drabbanan Gomur to do Malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos, right? And the one on Erev Shabbos is Ein Arayis Simen Bracha, so it's Ein Mishamtin and Oisai, whatever it is, the Gemara says a Chilik. So the Prichadish says, why don't you say a simple Chilik? If you're going to say that Minah Mincha Lamayil is 12:30, and the Mishnah says that this mechatzais, it says over here, Makom Shenoagu lasts Malacha Barei Pesachim Ad Chatzos. So implicit in the Mishnah is that after Chatzos there's an Isur. So what are you asking Akasha from Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, it says Minah Mincha Lamayla, and according to the Magen Avraham, Minah Mincha Lamayla doesn't start till 12:30. So how could you ask Akasha B'chlal? It's not the same time frame. You have to tell me that, because you get it. You know, if you get it, but no. Come on, it's Mashkeval Tegura. This is a Prichadish is Raya. What? It's a half hour difference. The Prichadish brings this as a Raya that the Magen Avraham can't be right. That's why he brings 25 Rayas. We don't have time for all 25 Rayas. Ayin Shom. But I thought the Loyal would find this Raya interesting. He brings a Raya from the Gemara that we learned in Makom Shenoagu. In other words, the Magen Avraham learns that Lamaisa Zman Mincha is at 12:30, 6.5 hours. And if you say beforehand, you're not Yaitza. And he bases it on the Mishnah in Tamin Nishchat, that when the Mishnah says Tamin Nishchat, that they did it at 6:30, it has to be at 6:30, it can't be earlier, for whatever reason. And you're not Yaitza Mincha beforehand. But the Magom Shenoagu is a Shiloh whether there's an Isur Malacha before Chatzos or after Chatzos. And that it says Klar in the Mishnah. So the Isur that to do Malacha Erev Pesach starts right away, 1 second after noon. Right, the minute afternoon, that's what it says. Makam shnagulatsim lachabarvet pesachim ad chatzais. After chatzais, it's not totally a minik. After chatzais, immediately at 12 o'clock, there's an Easter. So how could the Gemara ask a kasha from the Easter to do malach and arvish abasav yom tavim minchulamayla? That's mina minchulamayla. Mina minchulamayla is 12:30. You're not yoitza before that. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? Whoa.
He's asking
the kasha. He's asking on the kasha.
Kasha is simple. What's going to do with the
tenants? All right, fair.
What's the problem?
Because the Gemara says that. Yes, pum fakir. Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
To write to Magen Avram.
Yeah. Ayn Shah, we have to look at the Pre-Chadish again. Yeah, the Pre-Chadish is very good. What? Reish Lamed Gimel. Okay, I was going to put the Lamais at the end. The Pre-Chadish says, it could be that none of this, all of his rai should not arise. Because he says like this. Because even though it could be that it's taka true from all these Rashis, that the real Zman Mincha starts at 12 o'clock, punkt, but since, because of technical reasons, Lamai said they only brought the carbon at 12:30, when the Chachamim were misaking that you have to daven mincha, they were misaking it connected when they Lamai so brought it, not when the halacha was that you could bring it. That's the last thing the Pre-Chadish says. There's even after the Pre-Chadish brings a lot of rice, the Magen Avraham can't be right. He said all of my rice are nistar because it doesn't make a difference when the real zman mincha is. We could easily say that for whatever reason they made it at 12:30. It could be for technical reasons, right? Now I saw they bring that there were some poskim that held that nowadays that we have a watch and we know exactly when chatzos is, we could daven at 12. We don't have to wait till 12:30. There are some poskim that are like that. So Rabbi Yashin says it's a plea to say such a thing. It's a plea to say something like that. Because the Pasha says like what the Pre-Chadish is saying. That even though the Zman Mincha would have been already at 12 o'clock, but since Lamaisa they brought it at 12:30 for whatever reason the Gemara Numa says, it could be so they didn't do that. But they were Misakin Mincha, like they did it, not connected when you could do it. Other Lamaisa, it is Negeya if a person started Shemin Esrei. What if a person started Shemin Esrei and he chaps not 12:30? What should he do? So Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan and others say that if he started Mincha already, Yeshal mi lismach that he shouldn't stop, he should finish and he shouldn't daven again. Nobody will, no, even though the Magen Avraham says that you're not Yaitza, since we have a Pre-Chadish and we have Svar's not like this, if someone Lamaisa davened between 12 and 12:30, we're machmir like in the Magen Avraham that a person should never daven before 12:30. If a person did it already, we're not going to make him daven again. Even more so, if he's in the middle of Shemin Esrei and he chaps, the place can say that a person should finish davening because we have Yeshal Mi Lismaich that maybe it was a matter, whatever the svaris could be, that we should say that you yet. Okay.
The Pre-Chadish is talking about the Evid if you did it, or
the. No, the Pre-Chadish told you allowed to do it.
That's all the Magen Avraham is saying. Right?
No, the Magen Avraham say you're not Yaitza B'chwa.
Right.
But the Magen Avraham says if you did it, you're not Yaitza B'chwa.
Yeah.
In Lakewood, Mincha is always 1:30, right?
1:30 when Shai's Mani is?
No, 1:30 p.m.
There's another shayla in the Paiskim, whether this half hour is Shai's Manius or regular Shai's. It's another Machlaikis. There's a Machlaikis.
It's
always 30 minutes. It's always 30 minutes.
And like when they dab Mincha 1:30,
no.
Even if in the summer, even a Chatzos can 1:35.
So what they do?
I mean, 1:05. In other words, they didn't wait a full half hour.
No.
Isn't Mincha 1:30?
I don't know when it was.
I'm telling you, they didn't.
I don't know. I never made the cheshbon common. You know this.
I heard about it. I didn't think
they don't wait the whole half hour.
Someone pointed out to me. I remember. Because if it's 1:30, then let's say Chatzos is 1:05. So they're not waiting a full half hour.
Well, you have the place because it holds that the half hour only has to be Shai's Mani.
No, but it'll be longer.
It'll be longer that time of year?
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be 36 minutes, 34
minutes. Yeah, you're right. Right now, like 70, 75 minutes.
Right now, Mama's time.
See, according, the Gemara's having me know that it's mamisha den Eiser, the hafala.
Yeah.
And the having so
yeah. This is. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Is this being helpful?
Yeah. Yeah.